The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we have got a great show for you today. We've got my good friend Brett Harris. He's a big broker over on Miami Beach with Douglas Elliman. We're going to talk all show this time about the Miami Superlux residential real estate market. Brett's going to talk about the homes that are selling, what the market's like. I'll talk a little bit about financing. It'll be a great show. You'll be able to get great information that you'll be able to use right away. So stick with us. We've got great information for you for the next hour here on 880 AM. Wanda, take it away.
Fireball.
Right here, don't play. Uh-huh. That boy's from the bottom of the map, MIA USA. I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty and she turned around and said, walk this way.
I was born in a frame. M-I-A. Mama said that every word was on my name. I'm the best
That's right.
You've ever had.
That's right.
If you think I'm burning out, I never am.
Oh, yeah, I'm on fire. I am on total fire, and I'm on fire because, well, it's almost the 4th of July, and I'm a member of the Warren Henry family, and you should be, too. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, you know, we got my good friend Brett Harris here today. We're going to talk about super luxe housing and how you can buy your new house. Well, if you need to finance your house, you've got to call me at Spectrum Mortgage. You know, if you're not going to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan, if your loan doesn't fit into the box, if you want to do a big loan, bigger than maybe $800,000, it's not easy right now. You got to come to an expert. It's a craft. Getting these things done is not easy. So give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300, 305-773-6300. I can help you get your mortgage loan done now. Up to $10 million, hard money loan. We'll do commercial too. Jim Freed, 305-773-6300.
Nation of Excitement is facing off against the top ball club in the major leagues. Be at Marlins Park June 23rd through the 26th when your Miami Marlins take on the Chicago Cubs. Two teams with a history of playing into October together. Start your weekend early with the action beginning Thursday night. Move through the weekend with fireworks lighting the skies on Friday. Continue your collection Saturday with a 1997 Moist Salute All-Star bobblehead and round up the fam to close out the series for Sunday Fun Day. To purchase your tickets, visit Marlins.com.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are here with my good friend Brett Harris of Brett Harris Homes. He's a Douglas Elliman business unit over on Miami Beach. He's a native of Miami Beach, and he is the man if you need to buy a super luxe home. Welcome to the show, Brett.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, listen, before we get started, why don't we give people a little perspective? You grew up in Miami Beach. You know Miami Beach like the back of your hand. You know the people that own the homes.
I did.
Well,
I do.
That's really kind of like a great place to start to build a residential business, is it not?
I do. I am very fortunate to have grown up in this city. I've seen it change quite a bit since I was here in the early 70s. I grew up on Upper North Bay Road. I was fortunate to have my parents bought the home in 1971.
Wow.
They're still there, believe it or not. One of the last Mohicans on the road.
Wow.
So I've seen the road change. I've seen prices go from $200,000 for a waterfront up to $35 million.
Yeah, that'll do it, huh?
In 30 years.
Wow. But you've done a couple of those lots. I mean, I go on your website. I see that you worked with the Bee Gees. You made them a good deal, and that wasn't even for – was that for sale?
It was not for sale. There were neighbors of mine, good friends of mine, great people, amazing people, and a client of mine approached me, and I approached them in London, and it wasn't for sale. There wasn't they weren't really thinking about it. It was entertaining to them. The offer was too low. We circled back 6 months later. They countered. Things changed in their life. They weren't using the home as much as they'd like to. So then we finally, after about 9 or 10 months, we came to a deal.
So then you're not really just a real estate salesperson or broker. You truly are, by definition, a deal maker.
I am.
You make the deal. You make it happen. So let's say I want to buy a home on Miami Beach. I've given you some parameters. There's nothing for sale like that. You and your team go out and find it for me? Is that the way it works?
I'll knock on doors. I'll send letters. I'll reach out to my contacts, use all my resources, my network, my sphere of influence, family, friends, and I can usually probably find you something. And it's not going to happen overnight because everyone's got really high parameters of spending, you know, that kind of money, but it'll happen.
Yeah, I would think if it happened overnight, I offered too much.
It will happen. Be patient. All the good deals take time. I've been working with the client now probably for 7 years, and we're about to close on a deal probably next week for about $21 million.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed is that the super luxe market is one that really is somewhat insulated from the general market conditions, that people make decisions based on wants and needs more than most other people do. What is it that you're seeing as a trend right now on Miami Beach?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of people want land, views, water frontage. They want new. They want modern, contemporary, nice finishes, high ceilings, open floor plans, amazing backyards. They'll pay for it, and they will pay for it. And we're seeing the trend be, you know, we've got almost 25 spec homes being built now.
Wow.
Between $16 and $28 million.
Whoa.
2 years ago, we had two.
Well,
so there's going to be a plethora of spec homes hitting the market in the next 6 months, and that will be obviously...
Sounds like an opportunity.
An interesting time to see what happens with those prices.
Well, all I can say is that I know a lot of the guys that do the spec homes, I know they do a great job. Do people prefer the spec home totally fitted out, or do they like to maybe put their own touch on there?
You know, it's a good question, Jim. You know, some people like Barry Sterlett came down about 8 months ago, and he paid off nearly...
Barry Sterlett, just for everybody that may not know, is the head of Starwood Hotels.
Yes, Steve Capital. So he was looking for a place down here for about a year. He bought something that was about halfway through construction.
Okay.
And he kept the local team in place, who are fantastic developers and builders, and he will end up picking his own finishes and spending probably a little bit more money than they had intended to on spec, and he'll have exactly what he wants.
And who was the developer builder there?
Developer builder is a local guy's. Builder is Bart Raines.
Okay.
Brett Palace Development, guy of London.
Well, got to give some guys some shout-outs occasionally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I recently had a lunch meeting with a high net worth investor that was talking about doing some loans with us. Mm. And he's on North Bayshore Drive on the water. And he was telling me that his $11 million home was really free for him because he moved from New York. Can you kind of explain that dynamic a little?
Well, what's happening is, in this cycle, what we've had is we've had a lot of people from Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, and Colombia feed this real estate, you know, these crazy prices. And now what we're seeing is people from Los Angeles to New York are just running away from these high taxes they've got to pay. So to spend 6 months in one day in South Florida or Palm Beach or Boca or anywhere in Florida to 6 months in one day to have residency, it is a huge advantage to them. Some of these guys are making hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, we've got a guy that moved here by the name of David Tepper, number one largest state taxpayer in the state of New Jersey. So he's paid them, I think last year it was $121 million.
Governor Christie must have loved that move.
Yeah, they actually had to rewrite the tax codes because of him. So he's here now, full-time resident, looking for an apartment. And, those are the kind of people we see coming here now. So, he'll take the $121 million he paid New Jersey, and he can buy anything he wants here times 10.
100%. Now, another question I have for you is that guy comes down, he buys the house. How do you meet people like that? I mean, I was looking on your website. You've got offices in other cities.
You know, a lot of my clients either do business with these people or are friendly with them. So I'll send an email or text or phone call and say, hey, can you introduce me? Can we go to coffee, have lunch, do a dinner? Just to basically meet him, because most of these people have an agent or two that they're working with already. So I'm usually the last guy hired. But usually get the deal done when it happens.
Well, usually the last guy's the one. I never want to be the first broker. I'd rather be the last. High five to you on that. Wanda, how much more time do we have on this segment? Oh, we've only got 2 minutes. We've only got 2 minutes left, Brett. Why don't you tell people how they can find you, how they can get along with you, and then we'll go into the next segment. We'll talk a little bit about what it is that you're looking to get out of life, because I think that that really helps buyers get to know you, and it's really about building relationships with people over long term, like you were saying.
Yeah, I'm on the beach. I'm at the Lincoln Road office of Douglas Salomon, 1111 Lincoln Road, Suite 805. You can call my cell phone, 305-764-9401. You can email me, brett.harris@element.com. I'm accessible 24/7. I'm here all summer working.
Dude, you went really fast. We have people that listen that are from New York. Most of them may be Jets fans, so you have to go a little slower for them. Roll that by me again, at least the cell phone number, man.
305-764-9401.
Thank you for playing along. Wanda, it's yours. We'll be back in a minute. We'll hear more about what Brett sees in South Beach's future for values. We'll talk a little bit about how you can afford and get the home that you want. And we may even find out what motivates Brett to be at the top of his game every day. We'll be right back after this. Wanda, it is yours. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Wanda. I was screaming into the mic. The music is so great, and I'm like rocking the music here with Brett. High five, Brett.
It's okay.
Oh, we're having a great time here at Freedom Business. I have a great time every time I go to Warren Henry. The cars are just awesome to look at. And if you go to their Lamborghini store, they even look like jelly beans. Now, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call any oh boy, I messed up. I'll take it back. And a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Oh, yeah, we've got Brett Harris here talking about how to buy a great home on South Beach. And if you need financing, well, just call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. If your loan doesn't fit into the standard box, if it's a little bit bigger than your bank wants to handle, if you're just not the perfect borrower for your bank, well, call me because I can help you. It's all a craft getting a loan today. It's not easy. It's very hard. That's because they're protecting you and I, the taxpayer. But we know how to work with the banks and other lenders to make sure you get your best rate and you get the right loan. So call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. I want to help you enjoy your home today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a very special videographer here today at the show. It's my beautiful wife, Vivian Freed, and she took Uber here today. So Vivian is really going out on a limb and really outside her comfort zone. We're having a great time here with Vivian. And in the last segment, we'll give you an update on what's been going on with Vivian. You all know that she was on Channel 10. We've had some great outreach. Vivian is perhaps the most courageous person I know. Back to residential housing on Miami Beach. We're here with Brett Harris. He's with Douglas Elliman up on Miami Beach. He does a lot of those big deals you read about in the paper to those really famous people. Welcome back, Brett.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, Brett, we were talking a little bit about how these houses that you sell really are a real expression of the person. A lot of the times it's their getaway home. It's what really is where it's a special place for them.
It is.
It really helps them self-actualize. It helps them really project who they are. And with that, that means that they're trusting you to help them find that vision.
Yeah.
Now, you must have a vision too.
I do.
What's yours?
My vision is just the next deal, the next deal, and the next deal, and the next deal.
Well, that's exactly what I had expected to hear. Now, what's your plan for getting more deals?
Just doing what I'm doing, just, you know, extending my bandwidth out to friends and family and just doing what I do. Just keep doing good deals with good people, and good word travels fast.
100%. Now, we talked a little bit about the Gibbs selling their house and how you made that happen. What's one of the other good war stories you can tell us that gives people an idea about what's going on Miami Beach today?
In regards to what? The deals or foreclosures?
Deals,
or
foreclosures, short sales. What's going on today?
Well, a lot of the assets we see now are priced high. So we see prices coming down, and all of a sudden people are like, wow, they're coming down. Finally, they're coming down. In my opinion, they should have never been that high. We had a good run. We had a good 7-year run. The asset classes are now priced a little too high, in my opinion. And I've got some deals that are going to be closing pretty soon that will open up a lot of eyeballs, and people are going to have to reset their values on a lot of their homes moving forward into 2017.
Well, that's what by definition you are, as a market maker. You know, you're going to mark the market.
Sure.
And then once you do that and you've been successful, I would have to believe that people are going to want to come to you for that process, because you know what's out there, you know how to make it happen, and it's really all about helping people find their dream.
Yeah, and it takes time. I mean, the house we're going to go after, we are actually have under contract, that may happen next week. You know, we've been watching this come down for 3.5 years. You know, Maya Beach Real Estate is in a very emotional buy, especially for the sellers. They're so involved in their asset. They're very hard for them to break away emotionally. So until they mentally check out and move out and buy another property somewhere else or move out of town, you know, it's really hard for them to disengage into the deal.
Oh, listen, I brokered only one home sale in my entire life. It just happened to be across the street from the BG home that you sold. Mm-hmm. My college roommate's friends... parents lived in the house for probably 35 years. They had no air conditioning. They smoked all day, mm-hmm. cigarettes all day. And the house was beautiful bones, but a little bit, I would say, 1930-ish. We put it on the market. Three people bid. This is, in fact, how I met Dave Lombardi. He came running in. I'm buying that house. I got the contract right here. Unfortunately for the guy that was there before Dave, Dave was right. He pushed him out of the way, and he got that house. And it was my real insight into Miami Beach real estate and what you were saying, because there are still people like your parents. They're still there, and I got to believe people like you know exactly where they are, and they're watching, and they're understanding each circumstance. And when conditions are correct, you'll be able to bring the appropriate person to them, and that's what it's all about, is it not?
Yeah. So for me, that's exciting. That's the exciting part, when I can meet the people and said, you know, I've worked with this agent, I've worked with this other agent, and we just can't find what we're looking for. And I sit there, and we go to dinner, and I'll listen to their wants and needs, and we'll spend some time together, and we'll, you know, I had a client say, I have $8 million to spend. You're the sixth agent. What do you have for me? I said, I don't understand what that means. What do you mean? What do I have for you? What do you want? What do you need? I know this guy had two yachts. They're each 150 foot each. I said, you don't want an $8 million house. You can't have your boats behind your house. I showed him something double the price he bought it. So in a day. So you just got to listen to the client, figure out what they really want, because what they tell you they're going to spend, always add 3X to it or 2X. Or they have a lot more money to spend if they can afford it. They know what they want. They don't want to spend it, but they'll spend it.
Yeah, now that was another point, is the people that are buying these homes, they have the big boats.
They have the big boats.
So what happens when the lot's not wide enough and the boat's a little bit big? Do they put the boat behind it, or do they put it perpendicular? Well, what do they do?
Well, under 100 feet, it's okay in Miami Beach. The islands can handle it with 100 feet of frontage. But anything larger than 100 feet, the draft usually is too large, so they'll have to go to Pine Tree Drive or keep it at the marina. Pine Tree Drive, where the boat show is, has the deep water access, which I've sold 3 or 4 of the record-breaking sales on Pine Tree Drive, two boaters.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't even thought about the driving force of some of these homes is the boat draft.
Absolutely, 100%.
Sorry, Wanda, I hope you can still hear.
Good. I've had many people buy strictly on Pine Tree Drive just so they can have their boats in the backyard. House was a plus.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Wow. And but when they're in Pine Tree Drive, it's just 5 minutes from open water, no?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, how about the northern part of Miami Beach? How's that been evolving? Because I got to believe that's, I would say, somewhat of a hidden gem.
You know, it is a hidden gem. I actually live there. I'm a resident of
outing you, man.
I'm in Normandy Shores. I bought my home in 2011. It needed a lot of work, and we did the work, and we're very happy there. It is a gem. It's the best kept secret of Miami Beach, in my opinion. You've got a guard gated island with a city owned golf course. You've got 9 tennis courts. You've got guard gate. It's
open bay
open
view. Open bay view
for under $3 million.
Quick, you know, access to the ocean. No.
So when I moved there, there was one person building a new house. Now there's 10 new houses going up.
Well, how about the lady from Housewives of Miami Beach? Yeah. She's on your street too.
She lives at the end of the street. She does. She's got a beautiful home in the end, Estreveria. And they've done a nice job. There's a home that just went up down the street that I sold in about 11 days.
Wow.
It hit the market for 5.5. We sold it for 5.1. So that's the record for the island.
Gee, I can tell you is that when we go there, Vivian's parents live on that island also. We go by, we see people that are just boot camping there. They have like a boot camp gym. They've got everything. It seems like the most beautiful place. And then when you park your car, you go in your house, no one drives by. It's beautiful.
The city of Miami Beach is making a big push towards North Beach. David Martin from Terra is doing 87 Park. He's putting $10 million into the park. He's going to make it beautiful. Those units are trading at anywhere from $2,800 to $3,500 a foot.
Wow.
Two or three units per floor. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Where was that? Where's that actually?
87 Park.
Where's that? And high five to David Martin, my good friend David Martin, for that. Yeah. What's going on there?
He's doing really well. He's got a beautiful Pierre Lassoni design project, and it's coming out of the ground. He bought the old Howard Johnson off the Deezer Group.
Oh, sure.
$65 million, and he's building a beautiful project for the neighborhood. Mayor Levine and the commissioners are doing a huge push toward North Beach. They're going to develop all the parking lots on the west side of the park. And it's going to take a little time, but it's going to happen.
I love that area. I love that area. And that Howard Johnson site's amazing because the south side's going to have views forever that are spectacular.
Sandor Scher was recently approved for his Ocean Terrace project.
Good for him.
Him and Alex Blavatnik, the brother of Len Blavatnik, who was behind the Faina. They took down the entire block of between 72nd and 73rd. And
oh, my God.
They're going to do residential with a hotel component and retail.
How exciting.
And the neighborhood wants it and needs it.
Oh, my gosh, 100%. That neighborhood is up and coming. And another good thing about that area is that the workforce lives right there. It's unusual for that in Miami Beach at this point.
Yeah, and they just recently approved short-term rentals for North Beach between, I think, Harding and 83rd and 73rd.
So what that really means is Craigslist, Airbnb, you can now put in on a day-to-day rental?
Absolutely.
Well, that means that you can go on vacation for a month and pay for your entire year's worth of rent or mortgage, basically.
It's good things are coming to the area.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. It's an exciting time for North Beach, for sure. They're going to upzone certain areas, and a lot of developers coming in now, and we're going to have new restaurants, new cafes. You know, we've seen it happen in Wynwood. We've seen it happen in all these other micro areas in Miami, and it's just it's exciting because I live there.
Yeah, I can't wait to move in and be your neighbor. My wife is like preening. She wants you and your wife to have a second kid, so you got to move out of your house, and we can move in. Now, we'll be back. I wonder how much more time do we have in this segment? Okay.
You can take two.
Okay, so I want to do this again because this is another great segment for you. Tell me again how people get a hold of you, how they find you, and of course, if they need financing for their home, they can call me.
They can reach me via my cell phone, 305-764-9401. Shoot me a text or call me 24/7 and or email brett.harris@element.com.
And what they get is the most important thing in residential real estate, somebody who knows the community and knows the people and knows them well and understands their motivations and can work that to everybody's advantage so people can achieve their dream.
You have to be able to navigate this market.
All right.
And prices are all over the map right now. And you really have to have a professional who knows what they're doing.
Well, it sounds to me like you do. We'll talk to you again around the corner. We'll again talk a little bit about Miami Beach real estate, what drives people, what drives Brett, and how you and Brett can make dreams come through together. We'll talk about more aspirational real estate, things you can use tomorrow to make money right after the break. Wanda, tossing it to you.
Well, I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine. Yeah. No offense to you. Waste your time. Here's why.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like
I'm happy. Are you happy? Brett's happy. My gosh, he's smiling. He's bopping around. When's Farrell moving here and you're going to sell Farrell a house? That's what I want to know. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want every advantage that you can. I know you've got friends that are friends with him.
Farrell who?
Farrell Williams, the guy that sings the song, the guy with the hat.
He just sold his condo, $9 million.
Okay, thank you. I know you knew everything. All right, I'm going to start again. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And I want to say a special shout out to Abe. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. Abe, get well, bud. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join me. Join Vivian. We're members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda!
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like
friends don't let friends.
friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Right here, Brett, talking about
every
all the
year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are.
Back to you.
Thank you, Wanda. We'll talk about Lauren's kids in a minute. But it's really important. Lauren's kids is very important. Now, what was I supposed to do? That's right. When Brett's talking about all the great houses, well, some people buy them all cash, and then they finance them. So if you need financing, give me a call, because we finance houses that Brett sells. You know, if you don't have a situation that fits in the standard box, that's what I'm talking about. It's not easy to get a mortgage today. It's actually a craft. It's not easy, and you can try, but when you wheel in your 14 pounds of paperwork, well, you'll see it ain't so easy. If you need some help, give me a call. Jim Fried, 305, that's my cell phone, 305-773-6300. Call me. We can help you with your home loan. Jumbo, super jumbo. If it's a foreign national, we do those too. Non-resident alien, isn't that sort of the same thing? So give me a call, Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. I want to help you realize your dream home today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
We're finally seeing some relief on the roadways. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. A crash finally cleared on the southbound turnpike after Red Road, but still expect a bit of stop-and-go traffic in that area. Also, that other crash we had, 95 northbound at Copens Road, that is clear, but it's still causing some slow traffic from Cypress Creek Road. I'm Adonis Lugo with your South Florida traffic.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're talking South Florida. Actually, we're talking Miami Beach luxury and super luxury housing with the expert, Brett Harris. Brett's a good friend. Brett has done a lot of great deals. We just talked about Farrell.
Farrell Williams.
Right, selling his big condo. Brett, you got to know the market out there. What other kind of interesting transactions have occurred?
About a year ago, Matt Damon sold his house.
Okay.
On the market on and off for about 3 years. He left, he exited here, he went to New York, then he went to L.A. He got about 15.3 for his house. It was listed for 20.
Mm-hmm.
Farrell's house was penthouse was originally listed for 17. And he recently took 9.
So it sounds to me like there's a little bit of a movement in the market.
Again, the assets were priced too high, in my opinion, to start with. So unfortunately, the representatives that he had, they both had from the get-go, weren't giving him the straight story. It's unfortunate sometimes, and he spun his wheels.
Well, the listing, sometimes the pitch on the initial pitch on the listing can sometimes be driven by something rather than facts.
Yeah,
well, most of these people that would own these homes, I think, specialize in facts. You don't get there without understanding the facts, and they might be disappointed if somebody finesses them.
Yeah, there's a few big deals that have happened in the last few months. There's a house under contract now on Venetian Causeway.
Oh, man, I love that area.
North of $20
million.
So wow. That'll be a record.
Which
sale
side?
For that.
Which side?
Toledo, facing downtown.
Facing downtown, yeah,
or
I would imagine.
West Toledo.
Sure.
There's a house on Pine Tree Drive under contract for $19
million. Oh, wow.
So the market's active. Some large transactions are happening. It just got to be priced right.
Now, what are you seeing from, we talked about North Beach. What's going on with South Beach? Because there's upzoning there. I've seen that there were just some trades on Washington. It sounds like South Beach is ready to reinvent itself. Can I even say that?
Well, it is. Every 10 years we see it. It went from Ocean Drive down to Lincoln Road, and now it's going to move down back to Washington, where Washington was the big deal back in the day. They've recently.
When I was young and single,
we see a lot of local developers doing assemblages and then selling them to institutional funds. Andrew Joblin and the Resniks did something with the depositors on Washington Avenue. They did very well. There's a couple other deals happening north on Washington Avenue, and you're going to continue seeing that trend as they upzone big money from New York City to come down and gobble this stuff up.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. We're already the missing borough. You've seen it already in Wynwood. Nobody could understand what was going on with Wynwood because they just looked at it at the face. It's all driven by what the upzone's going to be.
Sure. So it's been upzoned, and Wynwood is absolutely probably Wynwood may be the hottest zip code in the country when it comes to development.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I go there and share space with Dave Lombardi.
Yeah, great guy. Dave's a good friend of mine. Great guy.
I love Dave. And, you know, I remember when he just did Terminal Lofts and everybody thought he was out of his mind. Now Terminal Lofts is, I would say, almost like a historic building because it kicked that whole thing off.
Yeah, he's doing very well there.
He's great. I love his guys. You know, they're just terrific. I wish him nothing but the best of luck, and I know he's going to have it. And, you know, another guy that we do mortgages with. So now we've only got a couple more minutes because the last segment we want to talk about a little bit of update on what's been going on with Vivian. We touted that, so we're going to do that. Tell me what you see as the hidden gem neighborhood. We talked about North Beach. We talked about South Beach. Is there any place Sunset Harbor may be an idea, West Avenue. There's all kinds of little areas. But what about the original old condos that were built in the day by Steve Musk, Seacoast North, Seacoast South? What's going on with those? The Alexander. I got to believe that those are actually probably poised for, I'm going to just have to say it, assemblage and demolition.
There's something that I think Edgar De Fortuna's just buying or bought on Collins. I think it's on 56th or 57th. It's about an acre, and it was an older building, and he probably spent a few years trying to get it, and I think he just recently acquired it for maybe $50, $60 million. He'll tear that down to build a new building. But eventually, you know, depending upon the cost, yeah, the developers are looking at all those older buildings that have ocean frontage. Ocean frontage from 21st Street all the way to Bell Harbor is in high demand right now.
Oh, my God. And I always like to say those buildings always smelled like brisket and mildew, so there's something that truly does need to be done there. And I've got to believe that the people that live in there may be getting to be demographically appropriate for moving.
Yeah, but, you know, some of the older buildings that have high ceilings and open floor plans, you're going to see some prices come down there because of the new inventory. There's a lot of product hitting the market, and you're going to see some good deals in those older buildings.
Keep me in mind, because if you can get enough of the units in those buildings, it becomes a business plan.
Sure.
Okay. My gosh, I'm loving this guy. I'm having a great time. My wife is smiling. She sees dollar signs dancing in front of her head.
You asked me, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but you did ask me what other neighborhoods I think that are special.
Yeah, this isn't a tangent.
This is
a nugget.
And I do believe that there are two special areas that are on fire or going to be even hotter in the next 5 years, and that is Miami Shores, once they develop Northeast 2nd Avenue, and Coconut Grove. Coconut Grove is probably the biggest trend right now of people my age moving towards the private schools and getting closer to more green space and not having to commute to work. And that whole live-work, you know, setting there in the Grove is just, they got something special going on there.
I love it. I've worked in Coconut Grove for 30-plus years. I just absolutely can't get enough of it. Today my office is, you know, with Bob at Spectrum. We're right across the street from Green Street. Poke me in the eye. I've got the best lifestyle in America.
Yeah, so Pete Gardner is doing very well there.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine, and David Martin's putting up Park Row. I sold a bunch of units there. And it's going to be the city's already done with the park. I don't know what they spent there, $30 million.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
Fresh market there. They've got tons of new restaurants going in.
The number one fresh market in the country. The restaurants, it used to be the worst place for restaurants. Now I can't figure out where to go for lunch every day.
It's happening.
I love it. And I actually lived in Miami Shores probably 30 years ago when Vivian and I first dated. We lived in Miami Shores right before Hurricane Andrew. What a secret. We lived on the water. It was the most amazing neighborhood. The homes in there are spectacular. And you're still just very short commute. You're somewhat inside the zone of pain to commute into downtown Miami. It's still only about a half hour from there at this point.
You're in Wynwood in the Design District in 6 minutes.
Exactly.
You go down North Miami Avenue, you're riding the highway,
North Miami Avenue. You don't ever get on I-95. Yeah. It's spectacular. It's got great bones. And like you said, it's close in to where all the new big hot areas are going to be. My gosh, people should listen to this show. They could probably make money if they listen to what we said.
Yeah.
So, Brett, how much more time in this segment, Mondita? Oh, well, you can go slow when you say your contact information now. We'll also give people – so say your contact information now. People go grab a pen, pencil, whatever, and then they can come back and you'll say it again in a minute.
My cell phone is 305-764-9401, and email is Brett, B-R-E-T-T, dot Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, at Elliman.com, Elliman with two L's, one N.
Well, thank you so much for going real slow for the Jets fans. In fact, I might have even been slow enough for the Bills fans. Now, I do want to say one thing is that people buy these homes. It's an aspirational thing for them. They've been thinking about it their whole life. It's their dream home. We just talked about Barry Sternlicht bought one that was half-built and rearranged it for his whole focus. You've named some of the biggest names in South Florida are getting involved with this. You mentioned Posner's did a deal. We know that the guys at Crescent Heights has done a deal. Mm-hmm. The Robins have been doing this sure. stuff. It sounds like they're all got their eye on what's going to happen next, and we talked about it today. We talked about what David Martin's doing at 85th Street Beach. We talked about the city and people that are doing it a little bit south of there. We talked about all the hot markets, but we talked about the one that's closest to your heart, and that's North Beach. Tell them a little bit more about why you love that area.
You know, North Beach is just off the beaten track. It's got close proximity to Lincoln Road. It's close enough that if you want to get to the action, you could drive 8 minutes or take an Uber. And if you want to just remove yourself, it's nice and quiet. We've got Canyon Ranch. We've got great hotels. We've got, you know, a new Publix that opened up. We've got eventually the Byron Carlisle will be renovated. The city's going to spend money there. Hopefully it'll be an IPIC of some sort. The city's developing all the empty lots. It's going to happen. They're upzoning the North Bay Village where the fountain is. They're upzoning that commercial space. So we have a lot of developers and people of friends of mine going in looking for some space there. They're going to probably zone it up to 12 floors or 8 floors. So it's all going to – the whole facade of the neighborhood is going to change in the next 5 years.
Wow. Brett, thank you for giving us an insight. I've got to call you because I've got people that are looking for what you've been talking about. And by the way, when they buy it from you, they finance it with us at Spectrum. You can reach me at 305. This is my cell, 773-6300. Brett's your cell?
305-764-9401.
Now, people have all they need to reach the aspirational heights of Miami Beach real estate. Brett, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Thank
Wanda,
you.
It's my pleasure. Wanda, we'll be back after this with some information about Vivian. We'll talk about what's been going on with Vivian, her search for donors, and everything else. Wanda's just rocking it. I'm just going to let it go. Wanda, give it to me, baby. We're going to dedicate this one to you, Brett, since you did the Bee Gees house. Oh my gosh, Jive Talkin'. While that's the title of the song, it's not what we've been doing here on the show. On the show, we are truthful, transparent, and full of love for all of you. And if you want to be filled with love while you're buying a car, I know that sounds oxymoronic, talk to my friends at Warren Henry. Larry is one of the solid souls of America. He's one of the greatest people I know. In fact, you know what? You should talk to him, Brett, because I'm sure he's going to need a house. Huh? Yes, we have Brett's number. Yeah, his mic was off. You can talk again now. Say it again, man.
Sounds good. Have him call me.
I sure will. As the crow would say, call me. Call me. All right. Hey, yeah. If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Larry and Warren Henry Auto. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me and my wife as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Oh, what am I talking about now? How I can help people get a loan at Spectrum Mortgage?
Spectrum.
All right. Well, you know, Spectrum Mortgage, Bob and Milvia, they're really Spectrum Mortgage. They've been originating and processing loans for 25 years. I've known them for 10. They're the superstars. They're the Brett Harris of mortgages because these people, they know how to get it done. It ain't so easy. Today, mortgages isn't like it was the last time around. To do a mortgage today, it's almost like a operation at the doctor's. So you need somebody who knows the ins and outs, knows how to work the paperwork, and knows how to talk to the different lenders to get you the best deal. That's the folks at Spectrum Mortgage. So if you'd like some help getting your aspirational goals, that's our big word today. The word of the day is aspirational. If you aspire to own your home and you've identified it, let me help you get your dream deal closed. You can give me a call on my cell at 305-773-6300. Jim Fried, Spectrum Mortgage. All we want to do is help you achieve your dream.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've had a great show. Make Brett's live. Make Brett live again. He can chime in anytime he wants. We've got Brett Harris. He's a top producer at Douglas Elliman. He's the broker for the Stars on Miami Beach. We do deals with him. He is the man. If you aspire to your home, you've got to go with Brett because Brett knows the community. If a home's not for sale, Brett might still be able to find one that meets your needs. So that's what we've been talking about. Brett's the man. And we want to talk a little bit now. We've only got a couple minutes left in the show. It's been a big week here on the Vivian Fried front. Vivian was on TV this week on Christy Krueger's Channel 10 News. High five to Christy. We're going to put that up on our website. So if you can look on freedombusiness.com, it'll be up there, www.freedombusiness.com. I'll put that up there probably in the next day or so. I wanted it to be okay, I'll say it for real. I forgot to put it up already. I love you, honey. My wife is here today. My wife has been struggling with end-stage kidney disease for 30 months, 31 months now. She goes and gets plugged into an absolutely diabolical machine that saves her life every day called the dialysis machine. They chill her blood down to 45 degrees. I live at home. I'm dressed in flannels with a stocking cap all the time under a blanket, but at least she's comfortable. I kiss her. I'm freezing. She's sweating like a dog there, and she's just amazing. And what is kidney disease? That means that she hasn't peed in 10 months. Her body can't clear liquids. It's horrendous. It's diabolical. I love her. And now I want to tell you a fact you may not know. You only need one kidney to live. Neither of Vivian's kidneys work. But if somebody out there has two kidneys and is willing to donate one to give the gift of life to Vivian, well, God bless you. I can't. I'm not really physically able to do it. I'm unfit. Yeah, that makes me feel like dog do, but what can you do? So I'm out here pitching hard, harder than freaking Jose Fernandez. I'm trying to get my wife a kidney. She needs one. If you've got two and you're willing to donate one because you're a spiritual, loving person that's willing to pay it forward, well, you can call my cell, 305-773-6300, or you can go to the Miami Transplant Institute, call them direct. That's okay. I don't mind. It's going to take me a second to look up the number. I wasn't prepared. My phone died. 305. It's 305-355-5433. She wasn't going to talk on the radio, but she just did. 305-355-5433. Help me save my wife's life. Can I get any more down and dirty than that? And by the way, even if you don't match There's a way that your kidney can help Vivian. It's called a paired donor donation. They just did one today at the Miami Transplant Institute. It's where one person gives their kidney to another person, gives their kidney, and it's a chain. And boy, it's a miracle. Now that one person saved two or three lives. God bless them. God bless them. You know, and it's not about the cadaver kidneys. You know, those will save her life too. But a living donor is such a much better result for everybody. And I've talked to people that have given the gift of life. It's something that they can't even express how good it is. So Vivian's been on this machine. She's been on Christy Krueger. She hasn't left town except for a couple days. And it was a horrendous experience because she had an appointment to get dialysis out of town and they lost it. We thought we'd have to drive all the way back to Miami, 12 hours to get her dialysis. This is something that's important. And Vivian, my beautiful wife, is not the only person that needs a kidney. So if you want to give the gift of life, please call the Miami Transplant Institute at
305-355-5433.
And we've got a page up on Fundly. You can go to fundly.com. You can read all about what's going on with Vivian. You can help me save Vivian's life. You can donate to Vivian a kidney. If you don't want to donate a kidney, but you want to help her some way, you can make a donation. It's all about helping Vivian. The hashtag for this is ShowVivLove. Hashtag ShowVivLove. You'll go there. You'll see everything. Fundly.com, everything. My wife is courageous. She didn't go and talk about her kidney disease and dialysis on Christy Krueger. What she talked about is what gave her this problem. My wife, is it okay to say it? My wife took water pills. So if you're out there and you're taking diuretics, and she was a model. If you're out there and you're taking diuretics and you have body image issues, please go to WPLG.com or freedombusiness.com and watch the segment about Vivian. It is informative. It is courageous. It is full of love. And I must tell you, Brett, I love you. But my wife, the sun rises and sets on her. Wanda, how much more time do I have?
She's much better looking than me.
Yeah, well,
I was going to tell you, pace yourself. You got 4 minutes or so.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just going crazy here. Okay. You didn't play
enough. Take a deep breath. No, go
right.
on.
I really love her. You know, Vivian and I met. We met at a party. I was a fundraising mixer, a charity mixer, and I was with one of my friends. And I walked in. I had never seen Vivian before. I had just done some real estate down in Key West. I had driven up. I had a convertible, and I was all suntan, and I had a Hawaiian shirt and white pants on. I went to this happy hour event. Every other person there was in a suit, so I already had the advantage. And then in walked this beautiful, sexy, outrageously exotic woman. I had never seen anything like it in my life, so I watched her for a couple of minutes. And then she started talking to this guy. I was with one of my friends. I said, "Hey, dude, do you know that chick?" He goes, "Yeah, I know. I've never seen her." I go, "Well, do you know the guy?" He goes, "Yeah, I know the guy." I go, "Go talk to the guy." The guy turned around. My wife has been my other half ever since that day. I'm telling you right now, it was the best charity event I ever went to. And I got to tell you a secret. She didn't even remember what I looked like. I think all she remembered was I was the guy with the Hawaiian shirt. But she said, okay. And we met anyway. And we went for our first date at Pineapples. Remember Pineapples?
Yeah, of course. I used to work there. My first job.
No.
On First Street.
Maybe you served. Maybe you
My
gave...
first job.
Oh.
13 years old.
Oh, my God.
I rode my bike there. I was the busboy.
Oh, my gosh. Right next to where Dave used to be the short order cook. I mean, you know.
Working my whole life.
Listen, man. God. Yeah, me too, man. Ever since working in the deli, I used to smell like a corned beef.
Pineapple, Simon.
Oh, my gosh. This guy, I love him. This is Miami Beach. You want to be on Miami Beach, that's what you need. The soul of Miami Beach, my good man, Brett Harris. And now I'm going to say thank you. Can I say thank you now?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to say thank you.
Do what you want. We got music.
Oh, thank you so much. Give me the music. All right, I want to thank the Related Group, our sponsors, the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry. Where's my music? Where's my music? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Fourth of July song. Fourth of July song. High five to Wanda. She's out there making it happen. I want to thank the Related Group. I want to thank U Health. I want to thank Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, Early Shares, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni, the Bergstrom Center for Study. I want to thank America. All right. I want to thank the Miami Marlins, the CCIMs, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Kind Snacks, I said that already, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids. I want to thank my friend from Douglas Elliman. Brett Harris making our 4th of July show special. Next week, who's that woman I'm having on next week, Vivian? Huh? Leanna from the Earth Diet. Yeah, all the ladies, all the men, you want to stay healthy? You want to look good like me and Brett? Brett, you're a good-looking dude, bro. Well, you got to listen to next week where we're going to talk about living healthy and looking good. Next time on Freedom Business, the CCIMs and Magnum will join us. And now, all I want to say is happy birthday, America. Thank you so much for listening to Freedom Business. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have a show. You know, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on the website, www.freedombusiness.com. Look for us on Twitter, at Jim Fried, at Freedom Business. I want to thank you all, my listeners. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments. Tell me when you want to hear from my good man, Brett, again. Thank yes. You, oh, man, I love you, man.
Amen.
All right. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. If you missed it, it'll be up real soon, as soon as Robert Pitts posts it. This is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think you know by now, I just love doing this. I told you we'll have the CCAMs. We'll have Earth Diet. It's going to be great. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. I think Brett proved that today. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Self-actualize yourself. Go out there and make it happen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.